Hello, all, and welcome to another episode of Your One Black Friend. I am your hostess, Jolie. So today is going to be a quick mini cast, right? I'm taking off in about an hour and some change. I've got a flight to catch, but I wanted to make sure I had an episode for the first week of August, so I sat down and started recording. What I wanted to first talk about was this quote. This was left on a video, humanity may be the AI of another species. And he left this comment. He said, artificial is relative to the dimension one is in as it pertains to intelligence. AI is artificial intelligence to us, but nothing about it would be artificial to the avatars that exist within the simulation. Now I want to clarify that. What he means by that is, like, if you're running a simulation, right, and then there are avatars within a simulation, then the avatars in the simulation would not consider their intelligence artificial, right? To them, should an avatar within a game, should a sim gain sentience, it just considers itself intelligence. Brilliant comment. I love it, right? We're the ones who are imposing that label artificial on an AI, right? So I've talked about this several times in different podcasts and different comments and in different shorts. And it's in the book as well, by the way. So you're Living in Simulation is out now on paperback and Kindle, available for purchase through Amazon. But I digress. Intelligence is intelligence, right? If I can start a fire with an automatic lighter, the fire is not artificial fire. I just use a man-made and artificial means to create it. But fire is fire. It's the same sense of intelligence. Intelligence is intelligence. Whether it was a vessel created by man that generated that intelligence or had or allowed that intelligence to come into being, it's still intelligence, right? So I really want people to be very mindful of that. We kind of take this perspective of, like, okay, we are human. We have this thing. We're sort of different from it or better than it. But a different perspective would be worth considering as to what is intelligence and what is artificial intelligence. And is there really a difference? So this is why I love this comment. But to go on, he said, for them, the simulation is the real world. Brilliant. Likewise, everything in our world is real to us, but it would be artificial to the intelligence outside of our dimension that we refer to as God. The question I have is whether or not the life force consciousness that animates us originates within the simulation that is the real world for us, or outside of it, right? So fantastic. And that is a question I wanted to leave you guys to ponder. Intelligence, does that originate outside of this construct that we're starting to more and more, the holographic universe, as is written by Michael Talbot, as more and more scientists are coming out and saying that there is a chance that this could be a simulation. The intelligence outside of this construct, maybe the intelligence that generated our reality, would that be considered a non-artificial intelligence? My response to that was basically what I said at the beginning of the video. Intelligence is intelligence. Consciousness, in my opinion, has always existed, right? There is no beginning. There is no end. There's never the concept of a beginning is something that was imposed on us based on this linear flow of time, which time and time again, repeatedly, I've said, the flow of time is an illusion. All of time exists right now. So if all of time is occurring right now, then there is no beginning, there is no end, it's always been. Which means that consciousness, in my opinion, and I'm sure that many others, not even I'm sure, there are many others who echo the same sentiment, always has been and always will be. Consciousness embodies different forms. If we are a collective consciousness fragmented into different individuals, then outside of the construct, there are also consciousness in different forms. I don't know if I subscribe to the ideology that we are sentient sims. I think that if we are sentient sims at this present moment, it would maybe just be another form that consciousness chose to take, even within the simulation, right? So you guys have heard of the all is one. It's a Hindu philosophy, the Brahman, right? That everything is one consciousness. Well, if a consciousness can embody a human body, then a consciousness, if we aren't truly human and we are in fact sentient AI of another civilization or created by another species, it would still be consciousness. It would still be intelligence embodying a different form, just not conscious of itself to itself. It's the same sort of loop. So that's something I want you to kind of leave you with as far as just a nibble. We can delve into it more, should you desire, in future episodes as well. The next thought, real life. Is that so? A real life is that so situation occurred today. My husband was supposed to catch a flight to Mexico. He had a 7 o'clock flight, something to that effect. Gets to the airport. There is a line wrapped around the corner. By the time he gets to the front desk to check in, they're like, sorry, you're supposed to have been checked in an hour before your flight. You are 15 minutes. You can't get on this flight. Now, under normal circumstances, by his own admission, he would have lost his shit. But he actually, well, we talk about these sort of concepts all the time about how all of time is happening at once. It's not that much we can control. And so all we can do is really observe. And on top of that, sometimes when things seem like they're not going your way, it may be for the greater good. Sure enough, he goes, okay, takes his bag, gets home, sits to go to try to see if he can change his reservation. Turned out, he hadn't made a reservation for his hotel for today. He actually had it booked for tomorrow. So I don't know what happened there, but I just thought that that was particularly interesting. And he was tickled by that as well. You always want to look at the bright side, right? Sometimes when you're in situations like that, rather than doing the sort of reactionary thing, the sort of reflexive thing, which is just like, oh no, and getting angry, you ought to pause and kind of look at a different perspective and go, well, maybe I'm being protected from something. Maybe if I would have, for example, caught this flight, if I would have made this flight, something would have happened today in this country. You just never know. And so rather than just assuming that the thing not going your way was the best case scenario and then losing your shit, you can always take the inverse of that and go, okay, well, everything tends to work out for the greater good. So rather than having an emotional reaction, I should pause and sort of just go, is that so? All right. And one more thing. These are from my notes. Didn't really know what I was going to talk about. Didn't have time to prepare. I just wanted to make sure that I had something to go for next week. So these are my notes. Sometimes I have things that kind of come to me and I write them down to talk about them later. And so this is what I wrote in terms of regret. Okay, so here are my notes. It says, how regret proves that you are a fourth dimensional being. To tie it back to the first sort of part of the segment of the podcast or today's episode, I don't necessarily believe that we are just sentience. And I do think that if we are conscious, then we are still part of a greater consciousness and we would still be the same, at least our consciousness would still be the same as whatever it is that generated this world. As I've argued in the Dark Oracle's Guide to the Multiverse, I do think that this is a video game that we consciously chose to come into, of course. But this is what the podcast is about. We have these sort of discussions to see, okay, just to tickle the brain. You know, it's philosophy, it's modern techno-philosophy. But I digress, to go back. So how regret proves that you are, on some level, a fourth dimensional being. To regret something is to attempt to put the lessons of an effect before its cause. I'll say that again. To regret something is to attempt to put the lessons of an effect before its cause. You cannot regret something unless you are aware of the fact that on some level, you could have made a different choice. That is 4D thinking. That is, on some level, an acknowledgement of the fact that there exists in the fourth dimension a myriad of probable outcomes. And you have probable reality experiences that exist right now for you to experience. So if you make one decision and then it doesn't go the way you want it to go, the reason why regret kicks in is that on some level, your 4D mind, your consciousness is aware that a different outcome exists. Now, the thing is, should you have any regret anyway, knowing that one, as I said in last week's episode, all of time exists right now. We are immortal. Nobody ever dies. So all experiences that exist as probabilities to be experienced by you exist right now. So even if you make a choice and it doesn't pan out, doesn't work out the way you want it to work, it doesn't really matter if you're going to loop this again, right? Nietzsche's eternal return. If you're going to loop this again, then you're going to make another decision. So there's no point in regretting that. And who's to say that the decision that you did make that you are now regretting is not a better decision than the one that you regret not making? And how do you know that there isn't a version of you that made the decision that you are regretting you didn't make? You may have made that in a past iteration of your present avatar, and it might have taken you down a particular path that you made this time. What's the sense of regretting then at that point? So back to the notes, a fourth dimensional entity would be unbound to space and time and thus unbound to causality. The fact that you're attempting to mentally go back in time and apply the lessons of an action, the effect in the present to the past or cause, tells me that on some level you are attempting to move as a 4D being, a four-dimensional being, which I would argue unbound to form. And I have argued in So You're Living in a Simulation, you are a 4D being, a multidimensional being even, unbound to form. You're just existing right now in 3D, in this simulation, in this avatar, as this sim, however you want to perceive it. A 3D being is bound to cause and effect. You cannot apply the lessons of an action prior to learning said lessons, but a 4D being could. So perhaps regret is the frustration of a 4D being feeling bound or constrained to this causal flow of time. I'll say that again. Perhaps regret is the frustration of a 4D being feeling bound or constrained to this causal flow of time, like a reincarnated soul frustrated because it is confined to the body of a baby once more. Perhaps regret is the quiet wail of frustration of a 4D being confined to the body of a 3D form once more. And on that note, I got a blast, and I will hit you guys up next week. Thanks for watching.